Looking at a new map of European soil, there's plenty of red for volcanic dust and green for glacial deposits. But it's not a pretty picture. The quality of soil is falling, according to a new study by the European Commission's Joint Research Centre. Erosion is the main problem, especially in parts of Spain and Portugal, and in the new member states of Eastern and Central Europe. I asked Luca Montanarella, who helped put together the latest research, why.
Obviously, agricultural practices are one of the main drivers behind what is happening with our soils. We should not forget that the large majority of European soils is still essentially under agriculture. You have different practices that can lead to more or less extensive erosion phenomena. Typically, for example, if you are on very steep slopes and you use plowing in the slope direction in the wrong season or in a season which is particularly rainy, this will cause extensive erosion phenomena.
And is this because farmers have been trying to get as much out of the land as possible?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily it's linked to higher production. Often, you find erosion phenomena very extensively on marginal lands, so on lands which are in production right now, but not necessarily this is the best land use for that particular piece of land.
You can't blame intensive farming then?
Not directly, not in all cases. There are some areas where traditional farming was extremely effective in preserving very fragile soils. As soon as then you shift from a traditional farming, let's call it traditional farming, but let's say less intensive farming practices to more intensive farming practices in the areas where this is not, let's say, advisable, you will face serious soil degradation problems.
Luca Montanarella from the European Commission.